The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzie. The gang killed Long John Gurthy and are on their way to rob a bank. Engage tried to get Nyx killed yet again. Waka revealed his secret bomb-related plan. Vic didn't understand what a torpedo is. And Brash is trying to keep the group focused on their ultimate goal, 50 million credits! There, you're caught up, so get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money!
The Dunbar Cluster is a think almost a small field of asteroids surrounding kind of a few central planets, each of which has its own kind of like classic Saturn-esque ring around it. In a lot of ways, it looks like a weird cartoon galaxy from where you're coming in. Everything's very bright. The planets are, one is a brilliant blue, one is a brilliant green, one is a brilliant orange. And you can see there's a lot of traffic kind of coming in and out through the sort of asteroid field. It's a very navigable asteroid field. They're all pretty small. Like they're the kind of things that'll dent up. Think like a hailstorm. It'll dent up your vehicle a bit, but it's not too bad. Sure enough, you can see a large floating billboard in Star Wars speak, which is just like
Space Jam.
Just the just weird
moral
like
mountain billboard in space.
Just weird weird triangles and lines. That says very happily announces that there is an ATMM on the local planet nearby, which is where's the name I wrote down here? We will say it is called Kayla 3. So Kayla 3 has an ATMM as well as sort of a variety of other sundries. It basically seems like it's a small planet, and it basically seems like it's a essentially a truck stop.
Well, here we are. Old Engage didn't lie to any of you.
That's a weird thing to say. How much time do you need for this to work, Engage?
Oh, gosh.
Do we just drive in? Do we shoot the place up? What's the answer?
No, we drive in. This is just, we want to keep this small scale. You don't want to piss off space truckers because they all got a shotgun underneath their little, you know.
Hats, I know, yeah.
That's what I was going to say, underneath the hats.
All right, well, we're here.
park the ship.
All right, so you you take the ship down kind of into orbit. You kind of get battered a little bit by the clusters you come in, but then you come down through the atmosphere, and it's a very sort of for lack of a better term, like think like a Rick and Morty color palette. Like everything is just very bright and colorful, and there's kind of like quirky like creatures kind of running around. And sure enough, as you kind of pull down into the spaceport, there were a bunch of space trucks, a bunch of like space minivans, and just sort of like mid-sized vehicles for space travel that have clearly stopped here to fuel up or to grab things. Ahead of you, you can see kind of a large golden building that just has a sort of a giant bright sign that reads very clearly RIX, like RIC apostrophe S. Vic, you're shocked to see a face very similar to yours, but with a wicked handlebar mustache, just like in neon winking.
Huh. Oh, my parents warned me about these Dunbars in this cluster. They're not to be trusted, so we should limit our contact to them. Okay, everyone? Let's just get this done and get out of here. This place gives me the creeps.
Well, knowing that you have some kind of relations with them, should we send you in first? Engage, what's the plan?
Oh, honestly, all I need to do is talk with, if there's a clerk in there overlooking the ATM, because sometimes they do that, you know, just to make sure nobody's screwing around with the ATM machine. Talk with them, give them a few of the digits that I've downloaded, you know, and then they can shoot me out some money.
So is there anything you need us to do, or should we just, I don't know, wait outside?
Oh, no, it's pretty much just a one and done. I go in there, do my thing, everything's easy.
All right.
I love it. I'm not getting off the ship. I don't want to be out there.
Hey, Waka, you want to join me?
Yeah, I'll be backup.
Okay, cool. Okay, Waka's going to be my backup. Nothing's going to go wrong. Let's do this, pal.
Okay, no one go into the room that says it's Waka's no lookies.
You got it, buddy.
Please, and thank you.
Cool.
Ryan, I got to ask, you going to go into that room?
I am 100% going to go into that room.
Is that one right down the hall there? Don't go into that
one. I'll
wait
till he leaves.
Yeah, okay, bear with me. Okay, so Wicked. So Engage and Waka, you kind of step off the ship. Forgive me, what the hell is the name of the ship again?
I can't.
It's the All In, I think.
Last Ditch Effort? Is that it?
The Down But Not Out.
That was it. That's the name of it.
Best Friends Forever, was it?
Down But Not Out.
Friendship is Magic. So you step off the Down But Not Out. Weirdly, this does feel a little bit like, to you, Engage, what you'd always kind of hoped your relationship with Jesus, what's your actual name?
Oh, my real name is Serpentos Ultramagnus Fonzie.
Thank you. Serpentos is what I was missing. Serpentos Ultramagnus Fonzie. What you kind of imagined having him, and like ideally like five or six more like him that you tried and failed and killed and, you know, dismembered over the years. But this is nice. It's nice kind of having like, you know, a cool bodyguard over your shoulder. Walker, are you carrying that sick axe?
Yeah, I've kind of, I had some leftover magnets, so I've kind of like arranged them on my back so I could place the axe on there.
Like and Final then, Fantasy style, just like sticks there?
Yeah, yeah, just giant weapon just sticking out there. Gotcha. And I got my fork gun and I got, my knives on me. And I'll use a point of destiny to make sure that I brought some.
Now it's mine.
I know I needed space grenades, but I managed to scrounge up like four. So I have like four space grenades with me.
All right. Yes. you found a secret stash of weapons that you didn't tell anyone about.
It's not like I'm keeping a secret. I just forgot.
Every
like,
good space doctor has four space grenades.
Damn it, I'm a doctor, not a bombardier. Oh, actually, no, wait, I am a bombardier. Here you are. I serve multiple functions.
Yeah, we could have just sent the doctor to Agrippa.
That's so weird. I'm also a hacker. I've got all these codes to Agrippa the Blues House. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, we still have all the hackers on board.
Yep.
And the invisible dude, he's there, too.
Yeah. They didn't promise us 50 million credits. They're useless compared to Engage.
Yeah, you guys are building a whole story on that ship. Okay, so Engage, you and Waka start making your way there. So you can see that the bank is inside Rick's, which seems to be, again, the truck stop. As you walk up, there's one of those shitty Star Wars holograms that's kind of like the weird, like, staticky blue light. That just kind of shoots up from the ground, and it's a guy who looks like a just slightly more handsome, aside from the mustache, Vic. He's like, "Hi, my name's Rick Dunbar. Welcome to Rick's. What can I help you with?" And then it like restarts. He's like, "Hi, welcome to Rick Dunbar's. What can I help you with?"
Yeah, I have a registered account with your bank. I'm far away from the main headquarters where I usually withdraw my funds. It's an excessive amount, so it usually seems a little weird if I were to withdraw this from here. But you know what? I'm out too far right now, so I was wondering if I were to give you my credential pass, if you would be able to, you know, help me print out some of those credits from the machine there.
Bank? We have a bank. Just walk down three doors that way and hang a left.
Fucking didn't listen to anything I said.
Hi, I'm Rick Dunbar. Welcome to Rick's. Waka. What can I help you with?
I stomp on the like projection part and just like crush it.
Hi, welcome.
You hear just like a very muffled, like,
yeah,
from the cockpit. You can see me at the window being like, yeah, guys, do it. Just like pumping my fists.
Wicked. So following the hologram's instructions, you enter this large facility. Think like one of those weird tourist trap mini malls. It's halfway between like an en route style. Like there's restaurants. There's like obviously a cantina because why not? But there's also weird like I shopped at Rick's shop where it's just like, did you forget to buy your kids souvenirs? Here's something.
Is there also, could I also interject? So Engage, I noticed though at the corner of my eye, there's also this giant see-through globe full of all kinds of cash used for donation. It's like a March of Dimes thing. And I'm just keeping that away and squared away in my memory banks for now.
Okay, yeah. It says, like, help the war orphans.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
And it's got, like, a spinning Imperial logo.
It's like Palpatine's tots.
Sheev's Keeves. The Palpatots is pretty good. It's just a picture of like the grim emperor in his robes being like,
And like four kids just crying on the ground. Like they're not even picked up.
He's holding one of the babies by like the legs.
Oh no, he's just got his hand up and it's just floating in like the force grip.
Help them unlock their destiny. Help them before it's too late. You want this, don't you? A donation to make you feel better.
Yeah, so you walk past that, and then you find yourself at the bank. So the bank is just like a giant gold storefront. just covered. The windows are covered in mirrors. Waka, you notice like the gold star on your helmet, which like, because of your battle hardened reflexes, normally like anything out of sorts with your armor, but yeah, it's pretty good.
I kind of rub it and make like a pleased sound.
Yeah, you enter and you can see it's a very busy sort of like standard Earth Bank branch. So it's like people online waiting to cash space checks. There's people talking about their space mortgage. Just all variety of aliens. Think like as diverse as the cantina scene, but if everyone was like dressed real nice and kind of like touristy clothes. And there's like, you know, like three Ewoks and like one of them's crying, like the kid's crying. Cause like, obviously she doesn't want to be here. And like the mama Ewok is like, yum, 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 yum. And the kid just keeps screaming. There's like a slug person who's just kind of like making their way around. Fresh pot of coffee brewing. I believe they call it Stim in this universe. So yeah, there's a fresh fucking bowl of Stim just kicking around over there.
A bowl? That's the weirdest shit I ever
calf.
Heard.
I can't remember
calf?
What they call it.
Was it calf? It might have been calf. Stim calf, maybe?
I'm going to say that's the brand in the Dunbar section.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. It's Stim calf, but like Irish Stim calf. So it's got like a little bit of a little spring in your step.
I don't know what happens if you put that in your engine engage, but I'm sure we can find out.
Oh, I'm going to be doing it.
I go towards it and I start chugging it.
I mean, it's damn good. This Rick really does a really good job. There's a little like cutout of him next to the coffee machine that's just like Rick's finest.
I was gonna say, do you take your helmet off, or how do you get it inside your helmet?
Splash it onto your helmet.
This is
the way.
I kind of just like kind of toss the cup a bit, so it kind of splashes
it
up
under your chin.
Yeah. So as it like, I toss the hot coffee up, and then I just like, and I kind of grab it like that. Like,
it's amazing you don't choke.
No, I have lots of practice.
He braces.
Yeah, and I brace, toss the coffee, and then I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because when you were first training in zero G, they told you that was the only way you could eat and drink in space.
Yeah, yeah. Cut back to my training. If you need to drink coffee in space, make sure you toss and then inhale.
This is what they say. You toss it in your face.
Now don't forget your turtle in training we did earlier.
Everybody brace. First thing you should think at all times is, can I brace here? Brace, sir, brace!
Turns out Colonel Brace was not teaching what
Colonel Brace, who turned out to just be a janitor who liked yelling.
We are a droid army. Why are you listening to Colonel Brace?
Hey, I'm a graduate of Palpatots. Is that my fault?
I mean, back in my day, it was Valorum's tots. Star Wars.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumdumdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else, so do that. Now. Well, not right now, but, you know.
Right, so you approach the counter, engage, and behind the counter is a Rodian, so think like Greedo, and she smiles and kind of goes to adjust a voice coder, and then she sees that you're a robot and goes, oh, a robot, oh, this is so lovely, it's so nice to be able to speak Rodian.
Great. Well, then this will be very easy. Anyways, I was wondering if I could get some help with my account here. See, I was talking to the hologram. That didn't help very much.
Oh, were you talking to one of the Rickograms?
Oh, you better know it.
Oh, I hate those things.
Anywho, I was wondering, I have an account here and I just need to withdraw some funds. It is a little excessive, but if you could help me out.
Oh, sure. What's your name, sir?
Great. Hold on. Let me just download that now. my name is...
You are William J. Lepetomane.
I'm William J. Lepetomane?
Oh, Mr. Lepetomane.
Yes.
You're one of our favorite customers.
Ah!
It was a trap, guy. Tom made you a bogus name.
Correction. Patreon fed you a bogus name. So, Mr. Lepetomane, what would you like to withdraw today, or would you like to deposit? I understand you've made a number of very sizable deposits to the Palpatots.
Well, you know what? I think... Yes, I have. I think I'm going to be withdrawing all today. I just don't feel safe at this bank, you know?
Well, sir, I understand, because you've clearly sent a droid in your stead. But you will, of course, have to enter your biometrics if we're going to release this money to you.
What?
Well, I mean, sir, as a flesh and blood human, controlling a robot from distance, as I assume you must be in this particular instance, as it says on your file, that you are a 72-year-old man.
Yep.
So, can I please have your biometrics?
Sure thing. Waka, provide my biometrics.
I found like a little, like, you know those little horse rides that they have that the kids can go on?
100% do, yes.
I was trying to like shake coins out of it so I can ride it, so I wasn't listening. Like, what?
And as you do, you hear a ding in your helmet. And the nanny cam that may have just been Kano's faceplate hidden in the top corner of the hallway shows Brash opening the door to your room.
Uh-oh. Hey, Engage?
What are you doing?
I need to step out for a second.
No.
Do you need me to...
No!
Wait, okay, look. I'll cause a diversion, then I'll leave.
No!
Then I throw all four of my space grenades
at
the bank tellers. And then I was like, okay, bye. And then I run back to the ship.
Okay, so we cut back to the ship. Brash, you've just entered into Waka's Do Not Enter room. You see what's left of Kano spread out across a clear, like very, very sleek, like we're talking like Star Trek level medical bay. Small, but like very efficient. The RoboDoc says, oh, hello, welcome. Have you also come for tanning?
Okay, I'm going to rack my brain having seen this train wreck, but knowing Waka probably has some way to know that I got into this room. I know the layout of the ship because I've looked at all the schematics. Is there another room that would make a better tannery?
Yeah, totally. You can like boot some of the hackers out. Some of them have like made a cool ping pong lounge because now they're basically just starting a startup in the bowels of the ship.
Great. I want to go on like general comms and be like, hey, everyone, right now we don't have a medical facility. So if any of you are injured, you're going to die. However, if everyone will help me for the next, I don't know, 4 minutes and we can shift all this stuff to a different room really fast, then no one dies. Come here right now. It's just like bing, bing. It's like turn it off like the end of a TTC announcement.
Vic, do you help?
No, I feel fine. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm in the cockpit just from, like, it's the safety of the ship, but I do have, like, the windows and, like, vid screens to, like, see what this Dunbar system is all about, specifically Rick's.
So handsome Rick Dunbar is seems to be sort of like a Buffalo, New York local used car salesman in that you just get constant ads just interfering with the vid screens of him trying to sell various products. It seems like the Dunbar family are very, very industrious. Rick, or Handsome Rick Dunbar, as he calls himself, seems very proud of the various. It's almost like a Vince from Slap Chop or a Billy Mays. Like, each product is the best product he's ever had. But all of that you could probably let go, until, a screen pops up of, just like a really intense dark lit room, and looking up over some space poker cards is Rick Dunbar. In like a weird cross between like a late night, sex phone ad and like a Poker Stars ad, he's like, hey, it's me, Handsome Rick Dunbar. Now I know what you're thinking. It's very hard to win at space poker. Well, I tell you, I've won some great games, like the one I recently won at the Pleasure Tumor. And I got to tell you, I've got all the tips you would possibly need here at Rick Dunbar's Guide to Being the Best Possible Gambler. Because after all, they don't call me Renegade for nothing.
Renegade? Pleasure Tumor? Hey! And I'll much too slowly put it together, storm into my room, put on my my heist gambling zoot suit that I had from before, and just shout to anyone who can hear, just like, I'm going out, and I stomp out.
Wicked. Waka, you come rushing past Vic, who's dressed in like a real fancy zoot suit, and you kind of like rush up the entry ramp. As you start to come towards the ramp, though, you do see there does seem to be a space trucker staring directly at you. Seems to be reaching under his hat and looking kind of concerned.
Because four grenades have just gone off at the bank.
This is correct. Yes, I've not forgotten about the grenades.
They've
Adam may have.
You don't really know. There's some alarms and screaming, but honestly, that could be anything.
I think my priority is to make sure that my Kano bot is okay.
I understand.
So I kind of keep an eye on him, but I keep running into the ship.
All right. So you book it into the ship. Here's my big question to you, Ryan. Are you attempting to repaint the door of this new room so that he'll think the new room was his room all along? Or are you going to just tell him to go to the other room?
I definitely need to fool him. I'm going to try to repaint
the door. All right, go ahead and roll me a deception check, please.
All righty.
Skullduggery would be fine.
I'll take deception. That's better for me.
I'll take the better roll.
Actually, I think they're identical.
Waka, what is your... this is a dangerous question. What's your intellect?
Ooh, 2.
All right, so that's going to be a 2 purple.
He's smarter than you'd think.
Smarter than the average brainwashed, not Mandalorian murder man.
Yay! The classic phrase. That is 1 success.
All right. So you manage to scrawl in a very much like dead inside, do not open way, in blood on the door. Here's the catch. Can you remember what it says?
It's something about no looksies. Like, yeah, it's walk his secret room. Yeah, sure. No looksies. Okay, yeah, something like that.
I was hoping you'd fuck it up tremendously badly so he could be like, that's not what it says. So Waka, you come storming up and you rush to the tannery, but it's weird. All you can find is like this weird room with like a robot in it. And then you like you're looking around. You see some hackers like dragging ping pong tables to like a new alcove somewhere. And then you see your room, and to your surprise, the door is actually closed, and there's no brash inside.
So I kind of go in, and there's still the robot droid there.
The robot droid is in the medical bay, but you no longer view that as your room.
Oh, so I'm in the new room.
You're in the new room, yeah.
Oh,
you're in a bigger, nicer tannery.
Oh, okay. So I kind of like, I walk in and I was just like I kind of look around. And I'm like, And so I look at the door and I'm like, and I see it's like, Waxy's secret room, no looksies. And I was like, well, that makes sense. And so I walk back to the bank.
as he goes back to the bank, you just see me behind him helping Nick's into the medical bay. Yeah.
So, Vic, you and Waka show up at roughly the same time, and the bank is in flames, and there's security people running around, you can see staff kind of yelling, and there's a Rhodian woman who's kind of like very badly burned, they've got her on a stretcher, but like clearly she's fading fast, she looks up at you and she says, Mr. Dunbar, Rick, is that you?
No, absolutely not. My name is Vic Denbar, and I'm here to claim what's mine for my family.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then she just, like, grabs you by the zoot suit. She pulls you in real close. She's like, you gotta help him. They took him. They took Mr. William J. LePantomane and his 50,100,000 also stolen credits. Save him. And then she kisses you and dies.
What? 50 million. Someone was talking about 50 million. All right, we need that. And I'll be like, next time, Rick Dunbar. And I'm going to walk into the flaming branch, the flaming bank.
Waka, you enter soon thereafter, and you hear just enough of this to know that N-Gage has been taken. But luckily you see some kind of like, security equipment set up, and I think you're able to just patch in through your helmet cam.
Oh, sweet.
You see the grenades go off. You see just a bunch of people die. You see the Ewok child escape unharmed. more importantly, you see N-Gage crawl kind of like up and over the counter, and just kind of like jam his hand into, one of the ports. And he's clearly downloading the money. But then to your surprise, you see just an incredibly handsome man come in and slam a restraining bolt on him and just kind of like pose for seemingly no one, be like, ha, another win for Renegade, and then drag Engage away.
Hey, your alter ego was in there, and he has Engage.
What the hell's an alter ego?
It was when you were pretending to be Renegade. He was in there.
Wait,
so bring him back,
oh, Rick. And I'll run into the burning building.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dumb Dumbs and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.